I think my tummy's rumbling. Oh, I really want burgers right now. But unfortunately, we can't all have burgers. It's just not good for the planet. I'm going to tell you a little bit about burgers and the history of it and what burgers affects. What are the effects on burgers to this planet, our planet? So let's just get started. If you didn't know, burgers actually originated in Hamburg, Germany, and the USA. They're actually everyone's favorite food. The sandwich consisted of one or more cooked seasoned patties or meat, usually beef, was in the meat patties and were placed in the sliced bread with cheese, lettuce, pickles, and some condiments such as ketchup, which is yummy. As much as burgers are delicious and all, unfortunately, they're just both bad for you and the environment. Yes, I know you have heard a lot of people say eating a lot of burgers are just insanely unhealthy for you, which is true. Eating a lot of burgers or meat in general can cause heart diseases, cancer, and other illnesses, which is certainly what you don't want. Would you believe me if I told you that eating your favorite food, especially beef burgers, can cause climate change and deforestation? But how might you say so? According to a new report from a union of concerned scientists, there are over 130 billion pounds of beef that are consumed twice on record in 2013 and 2014. That is a lot if you tell me. If you're wondering what 130 billion pounds is, if you converted pounds into kilos, it equals 50.96 kilos, which is over the average amount of beef we should consume. By the way, a little fun fact. Did you know that cows before being consumed takes around 18 months to fully grow to be ready to be eaten, which is kind of sad. And yeah. This is where it gets important though. Feeding the cows destroys forests. By taking the land for pasture or to grow and feed, the deforestation also contributes to the greenhouse gas emissions. First of all, I'm going to inform you a little bit about deforestation and the effects and causes that occurs with deforestation. Fact number one, did you know forests cover 30% of the world's land, and within 100 years, there will be no rainforest left for us? That's crazy. Now here's where it gets worse. 20% of the world's oxygen is produced by the Amazon forest. But some psycho companies are being very selfish and deciding to cut them down. Make money, but why don't they realize that our future people, which is our kids, grandchildren even, will only get 80% of oxygen, because 20% of the oxygen the Amazon rainforest produced is no longer there. because of those people that chopped them down. So you may be thinking, is there anything we can do to stop this? A solution? Well, yes, there is. As long as we all take a stand together and help this earth, our home, as soon as possible, with planting a tree and eating less meat. And wow, that sounds very easy for everyone to do. I feel like we can all plant a tree and eat less meat. I mean, you can try. Thank you for listening.